The question was asked, how could the sages in the Sanhedrin know 70 languages? So firstly, I'll share with you, my grandmother speaks 7 languages, my mother 5, and that's without working at it. That's like at the age of 3, my mother already knew I don't know how many languages, and my mother didn't work at it. So it is possible for a person to learn a lot of languages. But we also have to know that they didn't have to master these languages. They had to understand it enough so that together with the Turgamon, they understood it. They had to be able to hear the witness and understand. They didn't have to be able to speak the language. Okay? So to master a language enough to understand testimony, I'm not sure that that takes that much effort. My grandmother's still learning more languages now. She just learned Russian and... people, don't forget, these are people who had tremendous minds. Don't have people who, some of them had photographic memories. The Gemara says, "Afapecha yishiru nigdecha," that Rabbi Meir, who we're learning about in our Sunday class, he could picture a whole Sefer Torah and count the letters in his mind. How many letters are in the Sefer Torah? And where is there a letter missing? You know, Chaseros and Yeteros, sometimes the word Totafos is written with 2 vowels, with 1. He had it all in his mind. He could write down a whole Megillah Esther just for memory. So you're talking about people who had phenomenal strengths and phenomenal intellectual capabilities. And don't forget, these are the top people of the Jewish people.
There's 70 people in each generation. Like, how many people do you know who have that capability among Jewish people?
A lot.
They could learn 70 languages?
Yeah. I think we underestimate our own capabilities. We don't begin to educate a child. You're talking about people who, when the baby was in his womb, Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanania's mother would take him near the Beis Medrash so he would hear the words of Torah. Rabbi Kiva had a phenomenal mind. Rabbi Kiva had a phenomenal mind. You're not talking about the average Joe.
How long
would
it take you to learn a language? Did I want to answer to you? The Chabad he told me a story of Chabad Rav who was there in the 70s, and he wrote this 20 minute story. He was there for weekends in Italy, for weekends, 3 days, and he didn't speak a word Italian before, and he left there speaking Italian.
I'll give you another story. Rav Kook once had to meet the British emissary, I think it was. He had to speak to some British official. So the story goes, I don't know. It says that they gave him a translated Bible. That's what they say. I don't know. They gave him a translated Bible, and he sat and worked with the translated Bible and learned English, and then he came and spoke to them, and they say that when he left, this British official said to the people standing next to him, "He speaketh like a prophet." you're talking about people with phenomenal minds. I never understood this until I came to a rabbi once, and I asked him to read a letter I had written, and he looks at it, flips 3 pages, and there's a rabbi who teaches here at the Machon. He flipped the pages and he said, "Yeah, okay, I hear what you have to say." So I said, "Do you want to take it home to read through it?" So he said, "No." I said, "You don't think it's worth reading?" So he said, "No, I read it." I said, and what about this?" So he said, "Here you said too much. Here you repeated the same point twice. Here I think you could cut that part out." And I just, my jaw dropped. There are people that way. Rav Tessin Zatzal, when he became ill, the doctor told him that... He has to get used to reading pages one word at a time, or maximum one line at a time. He can't read them page at a time. He can't do that anymore. And when he was well, a person once brought him a book on logic. So he said, "Okay." He starts flipping through the pages, and then after he finishes flipping, he gives it back to the guy. So the guy says, "It's a gift. You could read it." So he said, "I did." He said, "But don't you want to go through it?" So he said, "No, most of what he said was already written." And here he had 1 point, 2 points, 3 points, start telling him where he said new things. I didn't have to read it. Oh, here, I finished it. And that's a person who, when I spoke to him, quoted me the following story. Said about, I think it was in Ariel Diskin, but I'm not sure, that he said, he would stand next to his students and tell them how many leaves are on a tree. He'd look at a tree and tell them how many leaves. And then they'd tell him, well, how do we know he's telling the truth? So he'd say, take off a few. You don't tell me how many take off. And then ask me, I'll turn around and I'll turn back and I'll tell you how many leaves are left on the tree and you'll see the difference if I got it right. And they tested him on it. And Rav Tessin would quote me that story, and when he quoted it, he said, makes one feel like a worm. I didn't want to tell him. The same next to him, I felt the same way. But there are amazing people in this world. There are people who have phenomenal abilities. And I think that many of us could have those abilities. We don't develop them when we're younger, and we don't develop them when we're older. And,
it is the fact that the more languages you learn, the better
it should be. Oh yeah? I don't find it that way, but you say so. I don't know. And